Now it's that time of year again. Leaves will turn, pumpkin things are everywhere, and a new iPhone is released into the wild. Last week, the iPhone 13, including a mini and pro version, was released with no big changes, but some tweaks like improved cameras and a battery that can last longer. Are you keeping up with the latest releases? Do you care to? Our next guest adds some context to the new technology. Steve Knoll is a marketing professor and social media expert at Madison College. Steve, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me again, Rob.
Before we look into the developing technology, Steve, I know there's a subculture anyway that is really excited and looks forward to the annual release of the new iPhone. What is it about those hardcore fans that has them so interested in new releases?
Well, it's the magic of marketing is what it is. So, you know, Apple certainly knows what they're doing in terms of making their products have this kind of magical allure that, interesting enough, a lot of people assume the iPhones are the most state-of-the-art technology, and they're not. But no other brand has the type of appeal that Apple seems to be able to have this formula year after year. Everyone keeps saying, oh, this will be the last year of a big release. And then, you know, last year we saw it was the biggest release yet. So we'll see where this new batch takes us.
Are people out there buying the new phone that comes out every year? I'm not that kind of person, but do they exist?
I'm not the kind of person either. as much as I'm a fan of Apple, I do try to keep some common sense. But yeah, there are, you know, it's really no different than a lot of other. There's people who get a brand new car every year because that's just what their thing is. You know, Apple certainly relies on these super fans to generate a lot of positive word of mouth on social media to kind of augment what they're already spending big bucks on traditional media with.
Looking at this new release, staying with iPhone for now before we look at some of the other technology on the market, in this release, was there a big splash, or is this, yeah, we made this a little better, this a little better?
It's a little splash. You know, certainly the camera is a little nicer, but last year the 12 had a significant upgrade in their cameras. This year it's a little enhancement. Their screen, what's called the refresh rate, has gone up significantly. It does have a little better picture, but again, other brands rolled this out several years ago. So for Apple, it's new, but really it's not anything really revolutionary. You know, the battery, you know, every year the batteries do get a little better. You know, the one notable thing is the storage space. Their big model now has a 1 terabyte storage capacity, which basically would allow you to download every episode of Star Trek, all the different series, every movie, and still be able to download pretty much every song that's come out in the last 25 years. So it's a lot. There's no excuse to not have something to watch on your phone.
If people bought the new release last year or even the year before, is this the time to spit on that old antiquated phone and rush out and buy the new thing? Or do you think they should roll with what they got for a while?
Well, that really depends on how you feel about this stuff. You know, I there were a lot of things missing, I have to admit. I had a little more hope for a few extra features that did not show up. You know, a couple years ago, Apple got rid of the thumbprint reader and went to a face recognition way to unlock the phone, which actually is a more secure way of doing it. But, you know, we're still walking around with masks on our face. And the iPhone face reader has a problem with that. There was talk that the latest operating system would recognize your face even if you're wearing a mask. That has not materialized yet. And, you know, not being able to unlock the phone with just your thumbprint, you know, definitely is something that was a bit of a disappointment. I don't think they'll go back to a thumbprint thing, but I'm kind of surprised they haven't addressed a better mask-ready facial recognition unlocking system.
Talking to Steve Knoll from Madison College about the cutting edge of phone technology after the release of the latest Apple iPhone. Steve, you mentioned Apple kind of has the mystique of being on the cutting edge, but you said a few moments ago it ain't necessarily so. Where are you seeing the coolest stuff right now?
Well, Apple is certainly the coolest stuff, but I think what you want to know is what is the most state-of-the-art stuff.
Yeah, that.
And in the industry, there's kind of a running joke that if you want to know what's going to be on the next iPhone, check out what Samsung added to their phone last year. You know, there seems to be about a two-year cycle where Apple is behind, you know, their big competitor by about 2 years in terms of technology. But, you know, Apple can certainly, you know, and part of that might be by design. You know, a lot of times, you know, new technology comes with a lot of bugs. For example, you know, a phone that folds up, you know, these folding screen technology was introduced a couple years ago. It had a lot of bugs, and then the industry has kind of backed down from that idea. Apple never embraced it. I think they want somebody else to kind of figure it out before they kind of show up and make it uber sexy. And that's really what you're getting with Apple. It's not necessarily state of the art, but you're definitely part of the cool kids if you've got that fancy Apple logo on your electronics.
What is a cutting edge thing you've seen on, say, a Samsung phone that we might see on an Apple phone in a couple few years?
Well, one of the things that's really interesting is this foldable idea, this idea that, you know, that a phone and a tablet like an iPad are probably going to merge together. So instead of having a separate iPad and an iPhone, you'll have one device that you can fold down to the size of a phone, and then you'll be able to unfold it to the size of a tablet. You know, that technology, I think we're going to see that sooner than later, but it won't be from Apple. I think that that's definitely where Samsung has got a better idea with how to do that. You know, the ability to have a, you know, even though the phones are very thin, we can't roll them up yet. You know, I think we're going to be seeing things like that. The other thing too is, you know, and this has been a big annoyance for people that are not fans of Apple, is they have a proprietary charging port, and the EU is introducing legislation to mandate that all consumer electronics use a USB-C connector, and all the other manufacturers do except Apple. So there's been speculation that Apple is going to drop the connector entirely and go to charging it wirelessly along with everything connected to it, like headphones and earbuds are all going to have to be Bluetooth. So I think that that's another thing, that it's only a matter of when, not if, that this will happen, not only on Apple, but I do see that that's the future for all of these small electronics, which means everybody will be able to finally clean out the junk drawer of all those charging cables that don't fit anymore.
Steve, thanks a lot for joining us again.
Cool. Thanks, Rob. Great for having me.
That's Steve Knoll, marketing professor and social media expert at Madison College. He joined us to talk about the new iPhone 13 released last week and the cutting edge of cell phone technology.